Wouter Vaillant was a cyclist with a bright future, but Vaillant's dreams ended suddenly and tragically yesterday during a competition in Italy. The Belgian rider died after he crashed into a wall during the Giro d'Italia. He was 26 years old. Former Dutch cyclist Martin Ducrot is now a TV commentator on cycling. He told us from Amsterdam that Vaillant's fellow cyclists were stunned when they heard the news.
Normally when you're in a race and people crash, it's quite annoying because they can make you crash as well. But when you hear afterwards, you find out afterwards that he died. And the way in which he did on a piece of the track, that the highest speed possible. Yeah, it's a total shock.
And when you say the highest speeds possible, how fast were they going down that hill?
Normally you can reach up to 90 kilometers an hour, but I think he was going 60 right after a curve, but on a straight piece of the track, and then that's the maximum speed, and then he touches something. So it's a real mistake, something you should have avoided at all times. It happened still.
90 kilometers per hour is about 50 miles an hour. What does a tragedy like this do to the community of cyclists in Europe, which is a pretty tight-knit community? Will it have a souring effect on the rest of the Giro d'Italia, and will the dark mood continue into other events like the Tour de France?
No, I don't think so. It's because the very nature of cycling is the peloton is the mother of all things. On your own on the bike, you can go as fast as 40 kilometers.
And the peloton is this group of cyclists that are sticking together through an entire stage of every race, right?
Exactly, Marco. You need the peloton to go 70 k's an hour, because on your own you can only go 40. And in the peloton you can go 70, but you have to stick together very closely. So you have to trust totally on the others. You can't see the road, so you need your opponents to go this fast.
Just to be clear, though, Martin Ducrot, it doesn't seem like what happened to Wouter Vaillant was a lack of trust in the race. He simply accidentally clipped a wall on his bicycle, and that was it.
It's hard to understand what really happened. Just touching the fence, just touching the wall, it's something to avoid at all costs, and it's something you're so concentrated on, and you're so capable of doing it. It's hard to understand how he lost his focus, how he lost his concentration. And the main thing about cycling is you go on whatever happens. That's the thing. When you crash, you go on. When you lose, you go on. You go to the next day. And that's the very core of cycling.
Former professional cyclist and TV cycling commentator Martin Ducrot speaking with us from the Netherlands. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
No thanks at all.